This is your theremin humming, Dr. Tar.
This is Professor Theremin Feather.
This is the midnight smoke out of my spaceship's butt, Gadfly.
This is Doctor, I thought I was going to be the only one to make a joke, Theremin Head. And you are experiencing...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight to prompt the autistic memory of Dr. Tar.
Thanks.
When it comes to, I was going to call you an autodidact because you taught this all to yourself. But I don't know if our listeners know what that means.
Not just about movies.
No.
We're here to we're going to discuss the top 100 worst science fiction movies of 1950s. We are working from a website called flickchart.com. Not a porn site.
Not flickyourbean.com. That's a whole different site.
It's not stroke site.
It's about coffee. Yeah. Oh, not stroke your bean. Sorry.
So we are going to count down from this list 100 of the worst science fiction movies of the 50s, and we're going to agree. We're going to disagree, and then Tar is going to tell us how he has seen every one of them and remembers them.
No.
We have an over under as to whether Professor Feather remembers and knows most of these.
I'm pretty sure Feather's seen most of these.
What are the odds?
It's not like
Dr. Head.
Over under is let's see. Boy. Over under is 65.
What are you picking? Over or under?
I'm going to say over.
I'll take under. Who's going to keep tally?
I'll take side by side.
Okay, yeah.
I'm placing bets on both of us.
It's all a spooner.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, as long as nobody gets forked.
Or sporked.
Yeah. Not for all free. All right. At number 100, we have the movie Kaltiki, the Immortal Monster. Has anybody seen this one?
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen it. There's nothing. There was no like summary here. I'm like, God,
it's just a nice DVD of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Mario Bava. It's actually a Mario Bava movie. And it's like his giant monster movie, whatever. But anyway, it's what? 1950. This was released around the same time that The Blob was. There's like three of them. This, The Blob, and what was the Japanese one?
59? The H-Man?
Yeah, about the same time period, all these Blob movies started coming out, and it was just like, anyway.
There wasn't a
bunch. Yeah, but anyway, it's fun. Yeah, I can't, because it breaks apart. Yeah, they find this thing, whatever, and there's this whole bizarre thing. But there ends up, it breaks apart. So there's like several of these blob things that were attacking the populace. And it was just, yeah, so it was Italian. It was kind of interesting. And
not Mary good, Bobby, but interesting.
Kind of, no, yes. But no, really, watch it. It's kind of...
I've seen it.
Yeah. The monsters were kind of... It was kind of creepy.
Yeah. But it was I'm not a big Mario Bava fan to begin with,
I like Planet of the Vampires. I thought that was really... You know, that's pretty to look at.
No, I like that, too. I like the way he visualized something, but...
Yeah.
I've
never seen this.
I went to a Kaltiki bar once. All right. Moving on. Number 99, The Neanderthal Man.
Yes.
Starring Robert Kane. Joyce Terry.
I've not seen this one.
Richard Crane.
Yes.
Does it
deserve, and the monster, yeah.
Should it be on the list?
Yeah. It's kind of like monster on campus kind of thing.
That, it is, yeah. It kind of is like that.
And, yeah, the mask.
A really like great this, mask.
Yeah, it's got, it doesn't move. It doesn't do anything. It's just this, like, mask.
It's just... the glorious black and white, too.
Yes. Which would hide the mask.
Yeah.
Just, he only comes
not
out.
Not enough,
night.
But.
Only comes out.
Yeah. It's like a it's just like a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty common. Pretty common affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Monster on campus.
What year did that come out?
This was 53.
53?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they did all those, you know, Beastmen type movies.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. But
what was the one we watched about the guy in Japan whose head started growing out of his shoulder? And
that was a Manster.
Manster.
Yeah. That's a great Manster. I like the Manster.
Yeah, me too. I actually like the Manster.
A lot of fun.
My favorite scene is when he like pulls his shirt back and sees that eyeball. When you were a little kid, that was kind of creepy.
It is creepy as shit. Definitely. Yeah.
I liked it because everybody had a fully stocked bar wherever you were.
That's true.
Oh, fuck it. And smoking. Give me a cigarette. God damn it. And a drink.
Well, that was common in all 1950s movies.
I don't know. To the excess. Of this one,
I got to buy twice as many cigars now. I got two mouths to feed.
And they had the guy that didn't smoke cigarettes, but he used a pipe. Let me puff up. I'm not going to light up in here.
Okay.
Was it?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, he's talking about the two. Remember the Transmetropolitan.
Oh yeah, the cat.
The cat.
Two-faced. It didn't have two-faced heads. It had two faces. And smoked
two faces. Smoked. Yeah, always had a cigarette. Blow smoke out the other mouth.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
I digress.
Moving on to number 98. World Without End.
End.
I have seen this one.
Yeah. Hugh Marlowe, Nancy Gates.
Yeah.
Is that the grasshopper one or locust or whatever? No.
I think it's where the
spacemen. Spacemen get flung back
in time. It's a time jump.
Or in future, movie. Whatever.
Right. Right. Yep. It's kind of like Brave New World, kind of like Time Machine. You know.
Yeah.
Kind of those future dystopian kind of things without being too dark. Yeah. It's not terrible. It's not good.
That's what I thought.
A lot of stock footage from other movies.
Yeah.
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 You could definitely see some of the borrowed costuming, the borrowed set design, you know.
Don't they use, that wasn't this one. Sorry. But a couple of them use like Destination Moon spacesuits. I mean, you see that in a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right. So we're 3 for 3 with Tar and Feather. They've seen all of them so far. So I may lose this one. All right. Number 97. It, the terror from beyond space.
Oh, yeah.
I like this movie a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Yep.
It's so good. I don't know why it's on the worst. When I saw this, I'm like, what? Oh, come on, man. This is the movie that made Alien.
No, it's...
Aliens? What?
Yeah. Really?
That's kind of what it, yeah.
Crash, pretty much.
Well, yeah, 20th Century Fox sued them.
Yeah.
Or no, when Alien came out, the company that made this movie sued 20th Century Fox and won for copyright infringement.
Wow.
Yeah. So, right. I think part of it was the monster in the air duct scene. That's really what got them. Plus the basic concept of here's this.
But yeah, just the whole,
You know, Yeah, I mean, the costume's kind of silly, you know, and they... Some of the things they do to try to get rid of the alien are ridiculous. Like they throw hand grenades. They're in a pressurized spaceship
is like packed with all these firearms and grenades and rifles and shit. It's like, what the fuck?
We can dream, we can go to planets. We can't dream of futuristic weapons.
Crates.
It's a perfect example of the spaceship with the interdimensional insides. You see the spaceship, and all of a sudden you get inside, and it's like huge.
Huge.
Looks like the inside of a warehouse, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did have that great scene where they come out and they're like walking down the side to get into the back of the spaceship. That was pretty cool. I agree.
Yeah. I think didn't we kind of repeat that in one of our episodes?
Probably.
The Tar and Feather.
We're walking outside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tar and
Trudging.
Feather. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The next
that's one. When we, that's when we met. That's when we met the evil Dr. Head in space.
Oh. All right. So we're already 10 minutes in, and we've gotten through four films.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm talking about the other one.
I know.
One.
It's all good.
Oh, we'll no, four. That's right. 100.
We'll take our time. Maybe we'll do 25 an episode.
Yeah, we might. Enough, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's pad it, man. Let's pad the job.
Number 96. And right now, we're 4 for 4. Tar and Feather. Number 96, Red Planet Mars. I've seen this one.
Yes.
I have not seen Red Planet Mars.
Peter Graves?
Yeah.
Andrea King? Not.
I've seen the Angry Red Planet.
That's, yeah, different one, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen Red Planet Mars. Not a good movie.
No.
Not a good movie. Wait, no. Tar?
Well, none of these were, but...
Well, I mean, this is... Yeah, now, but... I mean, on the grand scale of bad.
Now, which one's this Angry Red? Which one?
This one's Red Planet Mars.
Red Planet Mars, which really is
the one where they like think they're talking to God.
Yeah.
No, I don't like this one. This is like straight up. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And God, he had such a fucking bitch for a wife that was just like Jesus. No, really, Jesus.
That was her name,
Andrea King.
Andrew King.
And the whole weird, that was just a weird movie, but
a lot of talking.
I guess I'd recommend it just to, because it is kind of bizarre.
That's true. It is worth it.
What? It kind of like fits now, you know, like all the fake information being fed to the populace and.
Yeah, that's true.
And trying to take over and.
My God, this is a great movie now that I think about it.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
All right. So number 95 is The Maze.
It's about the children of the maze.
Richard Carlson, Veronica Hurst, and Catherine Emery.
All I can say about this movie, it was amazing.
Oh, amazing. But have you seen it?
Welcome to the Corn Maze.
I don't think I've seen this one. I might have.
I'll say I
didn't because I don't really remember
it. I actually have it back on the show.
I have not.
Oh, do you?
Is it in 3D?
What's it about?
It was in 3D. It's a Richard Carlson thing. It's stupid as fuck, but I remember this from a little kid. I guess that's why I have a fondness for it. But anyway, he's like his... great uncle or something dies and he becomes this lord of this Irish castle. There's like some family obligation. Yes, go to him. No, don't get all excited. But anyway, he goes there and he has a fiance and she's like, he just drops her and goes. And she's like, it goes there. Anyway, it comes to be in the movie that he has to tend to this great-great uncle who's like survived in this amphibian form. They try to explain it, but it just...
And he's in a maze?
Like, fucking those, like, yes.
Yeah, I've never seen this.
And it's not like he's a monster. I think he goes kills people, but what she sees in the maze at night, you know, with the glow that goes through the maze, is the butler's like hurting this frog-like guy to the water, so it's like one of his few enjoyments anymore. It's good.
It's like
but it was made in 3D though. It really was.
Yeah, it says three dimensions. It sounds like Abe Sapien from Hellboy.
But the way they portray watch it. It'd be fun.
That's your own girl.
I'll bring it.
Yeah, bring it.
We can do a whole show on it.
Or drink and draw. Number 94, The Cyclops.
Bert I. Gordon.
Yes.
This one is not good.
Which one is? Yeah. Just,
I like Earth versus the Spider.
For levels, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On the levels of bad. This is right up there.
But saying that, the makeup for the monster guy, I like the makeup. The makeup for that and Colossal Beast, I thought, I kind of liked those. When I was a little kid, I thought that looked cool as shit. But anyway.
Okay. Good makeup doesn't a movie make.
No, it does not. I totally agree. There are tons of examples of that.
This is one.
But, you know, when you saw it, when you're a little kid and you look through the monster magazine, you saw that still picture of this monster.
Yes, yes.
That looks cool. That
it did. Really you're right. Cool. You're right. And the caption was probably hilarious too. So,
that too. Yes, you're right. You're right. What was that? Mad Monster Madness.
Yeah,
and there was something else. Whatever. But
so Feather, anyway. You've seen this one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I marked that down. All right. So the next one. No, you're good. This is all good stuff. Number 93, Lust of the Vampire.
I have seen this.
Lust of the Vampire.
Yeah.
Let me think about this.
Is there another name for it?
Ricardo Freda, Mario Bava.
It's a Mario Bava?
No. I didn't see this one.
I don't think I've seen this one either.
What?
You seen it, Dr. Head?
Yes. I could be getting confused with some other Lust of the Vampire that's on Tubi. That one... That sounds about right. I think the first scene is you see a vampire coming out of a crypt in the middle of a cemetery, and it's just very slow and plodding.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, no, I know, right? No. Yeah, that's the first original shot. I know. But it was just unremarkable, you know? And maybe I'm thinking of the wrong movie. I will certainly say,
************I've seen it under another name.
That
I was thinking, that could be too. Because it doesn't really ring a bell.
There's another like vampire. There was a whole vampire genre in the early 70s that Eurosleaze was coming out, like followed in the Hammer film with the lesbian erotica. Yeah. So that was like really full on. And I think there's a movie by this title that came out in the 70s as well. But
Lust for a Vampire.
On Tubi, there's just tons of like. Tons of terrible stuff, once I click it, and it brings me up all these other selections. You've watched Lust of the Vampire, maybe you like this shit too. I don't remember watching all of it. Like it was just so bad. I'm like, Jesus, this is. If it's the same movie, I may have to give it a try again. But
the original
might have been. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Gabby.
The original name was I Vampiri. And it's Paris. Young girls are found dead, drained of their blood. A journalist investigates these murders while the beautiful Giselle from a noble family tries to seduce him. So that's the IMDb.
That still sounds like every other movie.
That
is not the one. So the one I saw then, okay.
So this is one that nobody has seen.
Nobody's nice.
Right.
It's so bad. That's why. It's the worst.
It's why it's on the list, man. The list sometimes is the list is the
right.
List.
I'm just saying.
Number 92, Warning from Space.
Coach, I like that.
Koji Shima.
Yeah.
And sorry, there are no giant starfish. Even though that's what drew me into it. It's like, this could be kind of cool.
Weren't those from like a Starman?
DC? Huh?
No, DC.
No, this is the one where the aliens look like
starfish, right?
Yeah,
with the eyes in them,
look
right?
Like pajamas.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes, SquarePants.
It looks like a star is just
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Or his eyes.
Patrick.
Patrick.
Warning from Patrick. Who's SpongeBob?
Wait, Feather, did you see this one?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yes, unfortunately yes.
The story's
actually.
I'll
admit it. I've probably seen this movie maybe three or four times.
Oh yeah.
Over the years. Yeah.
You know, one thing I would like to see, as bad as it is, I would have really liked to see a cleaned up version of it. You know, all you see is like these all muddy.
Warning from Space.
It's yeah.
I would pretty like to see it, like, muddy, the way it was all cleaned up.
Yeah, I wonder if there's. I'll do some looking around. Maybe there may be something into it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting.
But it falls into that.
Was it Toho? Did Toho? Was it Toho?
So they're trying to help us.
It was Koji Shima was the director.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still going on.
I say that. Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say, that's good. That's
yeah, not me, Tar.
All right. Moving on. Number 91. The hideous,
I've seen it. Oh.
The hideous sun demon.
I told you. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that, Dr. Head? About, yeah.
Yeah, so that's painful.
Really?
Gadfly? Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
You can get warning from space. You can get it on Blu-ray.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if... Oh.
I think it's...
How much?
17.
It's pronounced Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Oh, man.
Jerry, cut that out.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, Jerry. Yeah. We're going to get canceled. Yeah, so there it is. I don't know what the quality is, but
but anyway. So what was this one we just? Oh,
Sun Demon.
India's Sun Demon.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a terrible movie. I want to watch it one more time, but it's terrible.
As an alcoholic nuclear technician. No shit. Yeah, and then he turns into. Albeit, I really like the monster though. The monster looked. That was another one.
It was kind of cool. Yeah,
I agree. Think he looks cool.
Yeah, I agree.
All scaly and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you watch it, it's like, why are you letting this guy live? Just someone put a bullet in him. I can't stop fucking and drinking. Oh, I gotta go out. Oh, the sun. Oh.
Wait a minute. I thought you were a sun demon.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, it's like Italian. It's demon.
Demon. Demon.
All right, number 90. Return of the Fly.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me think.
Yes, I've seen that. Hey, it has a Vincent Price.
Hey, I say. Yeah.
Oh, where's the sugar? It's not as good as the first one, but it has like the creepiest scene I remember as a kid where the guy gets mixed up with the guinea pig.
Oh, you know? No, is that this one?
I think so. Oh, no, Return of the Fly was in black and white, wasn't it?
Yes.
There's one scene where the guy's like part guinea pig.
I think you're right, though. I think it is this one.
I thought it was. I thought it was
rat or something like it. And like I remember that as a kid. Like, that just that was creeping me the fuck out. Like, oh Jesus, he's got these big hamster hands, you know? And I'm like,
and then they show the big guy, the other guy with like with the big paws that were like.
Yeah, it was just like, oh God, man, that's so nasty.
But yeah. It gave you that classic fly, the fly look, you know, the big. You know, you think about it, the original fly, the face wasn't
the
that
face
big.
Was really small. We got a gigantic head. Yes. He couldn't get
then
through
the claw.
Had a hard time getting through the doorways.
Yeah. And who was the fly in Return of the Fly?
Vincent Price.
Oh no, he's in it. He's not the fly.
He's in it. He's not the fly.
He was
David Hedison, isn't it?
Brett Halsey.
No, that's the first
and
one.
John
that's
Sutton.
The first one.
Brett Halsey and John Sutton are the other.
Oh, Brett Halsey. So I was thinking, Brett Halsey. Was he the fly?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know that I've seen it. I think I've seen two films so far. All right. We've finally
got the fly collection for you back here if you want.
We've made it through the 90s. Now we're at number 89. Attack of the Puppet People.
Yes.
Yes.
John Agar, yes. It is not good.
It is not. No. It does belong in this.
Yeah. And they keep reusing that same song. He makes them dance to this song that they played like in all these other AIP movies at the time. The teenage.
They really want to amortize the shit out of that song. We paid $5 bucks for it. We're going to use it.
We're going to use it wherever we hit.
You know what? I did read about one of his effects, like when he had him in the test tubes.
Yeah.
Bird Eye Gordon had taken pictures and cut them out. And actually stuck them in test tubes. So picked them up.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at. And it's just that's pretty cool. And they,
because they didn't have the ability to do the graphics. So, but I thought it was what an ingenious solution.
Yeah.
To print it out. You know, yes.
And look great.
Well, you know, yeah, they just lingered on it a little.
I love Bernadette Gordon stuff. You know, I really do. As cheesy as it is, there's just something magical. It's like perfect for like an MST night. Like if you want to get together, like
Now they are
Earth versus the Spider. All those.
I remember going to the movies by myself just because I wanted. I went and saw Food of the Gods.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was.
Anyway,
painful to get through. Yes.
All right. Move on. But back to Attack of the Puppet People.
Mm-hmm. Number 88. Here's another one of the like the Neanderthal man monster on the campus.
On the campus.
Yes. Yes.
Guilty pleasure. I like this one.
It's like werewolf in a girl's dormitory or something like that. You know?
It is. It is.
It is truly bad.
Arthur France. How the fuck? He's constantly either ingesting or somehow infusing this fish blood into him. It's just so fucking stupid. It's just but saying that.
Is that an ichthyothorth? Ichthyothorth?
The seal of camp turned me into a monster.
The seal of camp.
Well, the first one, I love the first one. He's picking the big fish out of the...
Yeah.
He drops it and it bites him. It's like, But the other one were the dragonfly.
Spider fish? Oh.
The dragonfly drinks it and gets all big and then he fucking stabs it and the blood drips into his pipe and then he smokes it. Oh, that was my favorite.
Oh, man. Ooh, this is some good shit.
Yeah. Oh, monster on campus!
First off, Dr. Tarr, you have no guilty pleasures.
Really?
And the next one.
You're right.
Number 87. Is the doctor in the house? Because that's this one is called The Head.
The Head.
The Head.
Has anybody seen this one?
Oh, yeah.
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 I've not. Is this like the American version of the Manster?
I don't know.
Or is it closer to the
it's a German
brain,
movie.
That brain that couldn't die?
Yeah. It's Horst Frank, Karen Kernke, and Helmut Schmidt. It's definitely
Helmut.
German.
Helmut Schmidt is actually a very famous person. Famous German actor.
Is he?
Yeah, Helmut Schmidt was, pretty bad movie. But those Germans couldn't make very good movies except for Nosferatu.
And M.
And what?
M? Wasn't M German? No.
Oh,
M. Oh, M was... there's a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Siegfried was by the... Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay, so
that was a lie. There's a lot of good German movies.
So number 86, The Colossus of New York.
Ah, yeah.
Bad movie, but I like it. See,
no guilty pleasures. No guilty pleasures. Why
just,
do you like
you it? Know, it's just, mm-hmm. I like the idea of it. I just, and the monk and the robot looks cool as fuck. And I,
yeah.
When I was a little kid, I thought that was cool. If you think about it, it's kind of like a diesel cyborg. You know, like big old heavy machinery in him. The human brain in there.
Who starred in this?
Otto Kruger.
Yeah, he did. Was it Ross Martin was only a voice? What did he say? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who starred in it?
John Barrigray.
Yeah, Mela Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But saying that, who's going to give this Colossus, who decides, I'm going to give it death rays? It's like, oh, stupid me.
The American government.
But, you know what? I would really like to see a figure of that. That would be cool, I think.
There might be one already out there.
There probably is, but probably $3,000.
Yeah.
Like that. I'll make my own.
Okay, number 85, Queen of Outer Space.
Yes, darling.
Oh, darling. Yeah. You beat me too.
I love you, but give me the best too.
Was it
Oliver? Come to space, Oliver. Oh, it's Ava.
Is that the Raven you're packing?
This is Georgia.
Yeah, this is a fun
movie. Didn't we see Zsa Zsa in a movie that we talked about just recently?
Yeah.
Yes, in the
Touch of Evil.
Touch of Evil. Yeah, yeah.
The bad touch.
Did a cameo.
Touch.
Yeah.
Just a little touch.
Yeah, yeah. This movie is a. I remember seeing this when I was a kid on, you know, I think Selwyn, you know, from out of Indianapolis, yeah. Where, you know, creature feature, whatever they called
how
it.
How mad were
it,
you
at that time? Oh, no. At the time, I really liked this movie. I knew it was bad, but I really liked it.
Yeah, it's so campy and it just was fun. So it's bright and colorful forever. And, you know, it's very silly. Yeah.
Yeah. Very silly.
It's just enjoyable, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bad, enjoyable
film. And weren't they wearing the Forbidden Planet uniforms or something?
I think so. Yeah.
They did that in a couple of movies. Here we go again. That must have been all part
like
of the
Toho.
Same space.
Yeah, like Toho reusing the Godzilla suit. We can get one more movie out of this.
Beat the fuck, yeah.
All right, number 84. Right. Kronos. With a
Kronos,
K.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I like Kronos. When I was a little kid, I saw that. I thought that was.
Yeah.
I did too. When I saw it.
To me, it was like the first giant robot movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That mass, that big kaiju, I guess a kaiju, but it just.
Yeah.
And the way it looked too. People make fun of that, but calling it a tinker toy, but I think that looks, but. I think the design looks realistic, though. You know, to me, it kind of
functional.
Like a battery. It expands. Yeah. Whatever. For whatever reason, it worked for me.
There are no frills aliens.
Like, yeah.
We got enough money to make a robot. We just can't make it pretty.
You know, for a cheap movie, I didn't think it was bad. I mean, it was kind of unique.
Yeah, I like Kronos. I think it's fun. Like when you see the animation of his legs like stomping down when he's walking, bomb, you know.
Especially when he steps on that one guy.
It's kind of silly. Yeah.
<That's> good.
Okay.
Monty Python.
I like Jeff Morrow.
Oh, yeah, he's always a blast in any of these fuckers. So it's just like.
Okay, number 83. Battle in Outer Space.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's just a fun movie.
I saw that too,
I mean, as far as like explosions in space and like the space opera.
This is like Star Wars.
Star Wars movie. Exactly. You know, it's like the mysterious.
Only written better. And acted better.
I did like. Is this the one with the big spaceship that like sucked up the city?
I remember, you know, watching this
battle in outer space.
Yeah, it's just action and it's packed.
Am I confusing this with like an Italian
movie? I think you are.
I don't remember a lot of details. Other than liking it. Like, you know, I have it on disc somewhere. But it's fun.
Are you looking at a gadfly?
I'm not seeing this. No, I've only seen two so far.
No, I just meant, are you looking at it? I was just wondering I can be confusing the title with something else. And that's what I didn't know.
There's also the one with Vic Morrow. Is that the one you're confusing him with?
Battle in Outer Space?
There's the one with Vic Morrow in it in the 70s. That was a Star Wars revival.
Message from Outer Space.
Yes.
Which is... unto itself.
Right. Yeah, this one's fun. It's Toho. It's, you know, they were,
I was gonna say, yeah, it's a Japanese, isn't
right?
it?
Right. It was the Toho, they were getting their stride.
The flying saucers.
It really has all those looks that you're gonna carry over in the next era in the 60s of the
Godzilla
films.
Sequel to Mysterians.
Yeah, with the Mysterians, you know, that was in 1957.
Same spaceships, weren't they?
So I think it's a fun movie. Yeah. It's up its time for sure. But
they had that big spaceship that came over like Tokyo and had their anti-gravity beam or whatever it was, and it like sucks up a big section of the town. Remember that? And everybody's
Building
flying up. It looks cool. At the time, it looks cool.
Yeah, it's there's so many movies and TV shows called Battle in Outer Space. So
you literally have to, you know,
the nations of the Earth unite in a common cause to fight off an invader from outer space. That's their only description.
Always.
That only describes 100 movies.
I know, right? All right, so on to 82, 4D Man.
Oh, yeah. I saw this at the theater.
Oh, we got to wait. We lost Tar.
What?
We lost Tar. Tar's not there. He's walked away.
Jesus Christ.
He probably had to pee. So.
Didn't this star like, wait, hold up. Robert Lansing.
Yes.
Lee Merriweather. Yeah.
And Lee Mary, oh, wasn't she a Catwoman or something?
She was in the second, in the movie.
In the movie, yeah. In the...
Yeah.
James Congdon. Yeah. I've seen this one.
Oh, have you? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually not a really bad movie.
No, it's not.
I thought it was kind of fun. Yeah. I really liked when I saw it at the theater. I was like 9 years old or something when I first saw it. something like 10, 9 or 10. I don't know. When. Mm-hmm. I know this came out like... later in the 50s.
59.
It was a 59, so I would have been 9.
Yeah. Do you want to do...
And Tar saw it. I know Tar has seen it.
Yes.
I mean, there's no doubt that he's seen it.
Do you want to break this into chunks of 25?
That's what we're saying. We might have to.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We are at 36 minutes, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just do 25. That's good.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah. I just enjoy this. I enjoy just...
Oh, yeah.
It's not a structure. We just talk. I just really like that.
Yeah, this is fun. And keep going.
Let's go on. Move on.
And I'm just saying the flick charts also has... So if we do in the future, we could do the horror of 1950s or 70s or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We could do that, too. I think that'd be fun.
They've got all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is I think I've probably seen most of these. I just don't remember. You know what I mean? I don't have that. I don't have that. You know, it was a Saturday afternoon, you know, in the 1970s or whatever when shit like this aired.
Yeah.
Like, happy to have something to.
I'm going to watch a totally forgettable movie.
right. Yeah. And it's funny because the one that I remember is Bride of the Monster. Yeah. I remember seeing how
4D Man, Tar. 4D you haven't Man. Seen that, have you?
Yeah, he's got,
okay,
he's got,
move on. Tar's never seen 4D Man.
You've never seen 4D Man?
That's one against another one against him.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You had to say it within the first 10 seconds, and you were off somewhere. So
I did.
This one goes against.
Okay,
you.
I didn't.
You've been micturated.
But I did.
All right. Number 81, The 27th Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
I don't.
Ooh, this, man.
Slow.
Yeah.
This one where the aliens give the people the bombs.
No payoff at all.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a Day the Earth Stood Still or, you know, one of those kind of anti-war kind of...
Teaching you not to.
But it's just so fucking
I've seen
slow
I, yeah,
and boring.
I've seen
real Reds Under the Bed thing, too.
Yeah.
It was.
And we're not talking about my dog.
I've never heard that expression.
Come on,
before.
Red.
All right, number 80. Tobor the Great.
Yes!
Another robot movie.
Yes!
Yes, I've seen it.
Goofy, so, but yes!
Yes!
Yeah.
Talk yeah. about...
It's Tobor the
Elon
okay.
Tesla robot.
The okay. Yeah. Tobor the man!
Elon won! Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's not good.
Then here's one that I know everybody loves. Number
yeah.
Okay.
His telepathic ability. Well, let's get that. And his love for a small child, which, by the way, was kind of cool if you're a little kid, a little boy at the time. Oh, that robot loves me.
So number 79. I know I've seen this one. Attack of the Crab Monsters.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Roger Corman.
God.
Corman movie. Yeah.
Intelligent, telepathic mutant crabs. How awesome is that?
The premise is great.
And the budget was so low that they couldn't keep, they had the, remember the crabs in the silhouette?
Yeah.
I saw this one on TV. I remember I was staying at my aunt and uncle's house, and they lived in this really nice house, and I was up by myself, you know, and it was where I lived in Muncie. This was in Muncie, Indiana. Where I live, it's really noisy, you know. Where they lived, it was quiet. So I'm sitting in this house at, you know, 11:30, 12:30, watching this movie, and it actually creeped me out, you know. I'm going, oh God, oh God.
You know what part creeped me out the most, or at least set the tone, was when they were like, oh, what's his name? They were in the cave, and the cave-in, and the guy's hand gets like severed by the rock, and it goes, but yet he's still alive, you know. They bring him out, it's that bloody stump thing.
Yeah,
that freaked me out when I was
not squirting a lot of blood like it should have been. Yeah.
Right, but yeah. Yeah, but him screaming when it, you know, it hits, it's like, ah, man, that's, and then they start talking to him, you know, the crabs, you know, they're telepathic. And the voices, which I thought was weird. How's that work in there? Is the crab controlling like all these, or are the just all these different personalities? You know? Yeah, whatever. Oh, look, we're all in a crab body now. What the fuck?
All right.
Kind of grokking.
Number 78. I've seen this one too. Project Moonbase.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, let me think if I've seen this one. Boy, I have to think about this a long time if I've ever seen this movie.
Didn't the Tarn Feather terrible, do a treatment?
Except for yes, we did.
Tarn Feather version, yeah.
It's actually a pretty good version.
It is.
Much better than the original.
This movie's, pretty horrible.
It's Skull Caps!
It has the lecherous admiral or whatever he is, general or whatever he is.
I dream of Jimmy, guys.
Remember him? Yeah.
Well, Dr. Head, have you seen this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you? No. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, have you?
I think we've all seen this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I've seen it because of
Truly Bad. Brother. Truly Bad.
Yeah, it's an ungood, for sure.
Ungood.
It's
ungood.
Ungood movie. Yeah.
Well, I just want to go to the tally right now. Right now, I'm losing on the bet with Dr. Feather, or Professor Feather, but I'm winning with Dr. Tar, because there's only been one that he hasn't seen so far. All right, number 7.
Right, yeah, I got two.
You've got two.
We got three more.
Yeah, and so, all right. No, I'm going to 76. So
70. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep. So, number 77, Day the World Ended.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that the Roger Corman one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've seen that one.
And I like the monster in that one, too.
What? Stars Leslie Nielsen. I mean, Laurie Nielsen. Don't call me Shirley, she says.
Don't call me Shirley. You could call me Laurie, but don't call me Shirley.
What was the guy's name? The Humphrey Bogart
actor. Oh,
wannabe.
Richard Denning.
Richard Denning, yeah.
He was in a bunch of this stuff. He was in a lot of this stuff.
Oh yeah,
Target Earth.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of them.
You're Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. So number 76. I've seen this one.
Oh,
I've seen this one.
Abbott and Costello go to Mars.
I've seen it.
It's a dumb movie. Oh yes. It's dumb.
It is, but I
almost it's almost as bad as Three Stooges in Space.
Around in orbit?
Oh no,
in orbit. In orbit. I'm sorry.
In orbit.
Also, Three Stooges. Is that the one? Yeah, there's Around the World in a Days. Yeah, Three Stooges.
Yeah,
the Abbott and Costello ones were not nearly as good as the Three Stooges, which were painful. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'll watch them because I love the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah, me too.
But
even if it was for Curly Joe or
Curly Joe, that's why I'll say it's worse. I'll take Abbott and Costello Go to Mars over that.
No, I'll take Curly Joe over.
No.
Well, they got him out. They got him out of the other one. The Hab Rocket Real Travel. You know, they had replaced him
with
the guy who wasn't the whiny guy. You know, he was.
Which one's the one with the Martians?
That's isn't that
Three Stooges.
In orbit.
Orbit.
Wasn't that the one with the
Martians?
I think that's the one with the
Marshall. Rocket, or was it Have Rocket Will Travel?
That could be Have
Rocket Will Travel. That's another one. That's the one with
the aliens, right.
Get those confused.
Right. Yeah, there's like rock music.
But I like one better than the other one.
But the Abbott Costello is truly horrible.
But it also
I'll also say I just absolutely loathe Abbott and Costello. I hated them even when I was a kid because I thought Abbott, I just didn't like him. I thought he was too mean. I thought he was just too mean. Mm-hmm. I liked the Three Stooges, but that seemed to be more. I don't know. It was more slapstick, meant to be that. And I don't know. I just never liked Abbott.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Professor Feather. The same way. I've never liked them. I didn't think their comedy was as funny. They had some wonderful play on. There was one I was watching. Who did it? Or who done it? Or who done it? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Who's on first? Who's on
no,
first?
No, no. That no, one. No, no. The That's movie called thing. Who Dude It or something.
But who they have it, a
they,
it was,
very like similar to that. Who's on first? They have another kind of wordplay like that, and it's brilliant. Like their comedy and their timing can be really great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
their
movies are,
stuff. Yeah.
The vaudeville stuff. The act. Their act is good, but the movies no.
Yeah.
Although I like the Universal, like the Frankenstein. Yes. Epic of the Frankenstein and the Mummy.
I kind of like that. I was taller.
Yeah, I do like more. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fun.
I still meet Frankenstein. I like.
Yeah, I do like those. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because
ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the first 25 from 100 countdown of the worst science fictions of 1950. Stay tuned.
And some
for the
of
next
those
episode.
Are not the worst.
They're not, well, yeah, not the worst. And we've, you guys have seen most of them. I have seen three. Four.
Hey, it's 16%. So
I would be happy to enlighten you. So
Well, I think you have, or delightened us. I don't know what it is.
Delightened.
I think you blocked some of it out, but
I probably.
No, that's
did.
What he had said already.
They kind of blur it all together after a while.
Yeah. They sure do.
Yeah, they do. Especially if you watch them one after another.
All right, stay tuned for the next episode when we do the next 25 countdown to number 50.
We do the duty.
Yeah, you guys better watch.
We're milking it.
Ooh.
This music's great.
This is compliments of Jerry. So fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Experiencing
Unsane Radio.
In 3D. UnsaneRadio@gmail.com. UnsaneRadio.com. Go there and look at the pretty pictures. Unsane Radio is on Facebook. And tarandfeather.com has a website, and Tar and Feather's Psycho Cinema on Facebook, and Unsane Radio is now on Blue Sky. We just got a Blue Sky account.
Nice.
And that's it.
Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on YouTube. Montag Lewis on Instagram. Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on Facebook. Heavy Metal Horror.
We're talking U2. Plutonium.
Where will Gadfly be?
Gadfly has been fired from his adult diaper gig. He is now professional conjugal gibbets in prison.
You want a date? We Freaks on Facebook.
We Freaks.
Go read it. look at it, enjoy it. Family-friendly comic strip.
You will fall in love with
sideways.
It.
Beautifully done. That's
right. Yes.
Beautifully written.
Yeah.